Let's go ahead and give him a hand. Would you do that? Amen. So appreciate this man of God and his leadership in our movement. And I tell you, I've looked to Brother Chambers many times for guidance, especially in, as he mentioned, the passing of our founder there at the church, Brother Hill, called Brother Chambers, and he just ministered to me on the phone. You know, you can't, there will never, ever, ever be another William F. Hill. And I had to come to grips with that. That I can't be him, but I've got to be who God called me to be. And I thank God for men of God that I can look to for guidance, for leadership in my life. And I appreciate this fellowship so much. Appreciate camp meeting. Been a number of years since I've been here. And I've attended the retreats. But appreciate the presence of the Lord. Want to get right to the Word of God this morning. If you'll go with me to Psalm chapter 145. Book of Psalms chapter 145. And then we'll go to Matthew chapter number 6. Amen. Psalm 145, we'll begin reading in verse number 1, and then Matthew chapter number 6. Amen. The Bible said, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Verse 10, go with me to verse 10. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, we'll read quickly and then we'll pray. Matthew chapter 6, the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, here instructing his disciples. Matthew 6, verse 9, the Bible said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray together if you would. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you, God, for the thoughts you've laid upon our heart. We pray today that your anointing will fall. God, fall upon the hearers, I pray today. In Jesus' name, Lord, help me to deliver what you've laid upon my heart, God. And we pray today that thy kingdom come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you praise and glory for it this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Real simply this morning, a thought, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. All throughout history, kings have come and gone. They've sat upon the thrones. Rulers have risen to power and been overthrown. I think of those rulers of our history that we can look back to. We can see Hitler that rose to power and he was overthrown. We can see Mussolini and Lenin and all of these that have risen to power and been overthrown. Empires have been built only to crumble. There have been statues that have been raised and they have fallen. But there is a kingdom that will never be brought down. There is a kingdom that is being prepared and one king who will forever remain. Beside him is there no other and there is no equal to him because he is high and he is holy. He sits above the circle of the earth, yet he bends low to deal with the hearts of men and women. His kingdom is above all others, and none will ever compare. And the writer said he would call his name Jesus, for he shall be great and be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. I'm talking about a kingdom this morning that is eternal. A kingdom that is endless and a kingdom that is everlasting. This morning the psalmist David said that the saints would speak of the glory of his kingdom and talk of his power. That's what we've come to do here at camp meeting this year. As I understand it, is to learn more about the glory and the majesty of that kingdom that's being prepared for you and I to take part in. And it says that they would make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. When I think of the glory of Rome and how beautiful it was, and all the pomp and the wonder and all of the riches that were there, and Caesar claiming to be God, to be worshipped as God. And Rome had its Caesar and Rome fell. And Egypt had its Pharaoh with all the glories and the wonder of Egypt that was there, and all the wonderful things that was built, and the remembrance that Egypt has. As we look to the Bible, we see many books of the Bible dedicated and in remembrance to the things that took place in Egypt. But Egypt fell and Pharaoh had to bow his knee to an eternal king. Even Babylon had its king, but Babylon fell. We find Babylon fitting into, amen, the end time events of Scripture. Amen. Each one of these has toppled down. But I would submit to you this morning, there is a kingdom that will not topple. There is a kingdom that will never fall. There is a kingdom that is being built, and after the rapture of the church, after the great tribulation has taken place, and this world that we stand upon now has been scorched by the eternal fire of our consuming God, I want to tell you there will come 1,000 years of divine leadership and rulership, and the nations will be ruled with the rod of iron, a divine theocracy in which Jesus Christ will be the supreme ruler. There will not be a man sitting upon a throne called the president, not a man called Caesar, not a man called Pharaoh, but he will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He must reign forever and ever. It is a divine kingdom, and that's why I say this morning, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. On earth Amen. We see Him seated upon His throne this morning. We've been raised up to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. As it's been said already, we've been made joint heirs with Christ. But I'm thankful this morning, not only does He sit upon the throne in heaven, but there's a throne in my heart. I said there's a throne in my heart, and I'm preparing for a kingdom to come. And the Word said unto the Son, He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Brother Eugene Smith, that scepter of righteousness has been extended to you and me this morning. Amen. The robe of righteousness that we wear, amen, it's not because of our own doing, for our righteousness is as filthy rags. But when He extended the scepter of righteousness toward us to be subjects in His kingdom, we can come into His courts. And David said, a day in Thy courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. You see, I'm preparing for a kingdom to come. I said, I'm preparing for a kingdom to come right here in this moment, in this hour. I'm preparing to be a part of an eternal kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Preparing for a kingdom to come. And Jesus said, when ye pray, say, Thy kingdom come. Amen. This young preacher from Independence, Iowa, has been praying that prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thy kingdom come.
Hallelujah.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus had that nevertheless moment in the garden with His Father. He said, I do always those things that please my Father. I must work the works of Him that sent me. From the age of 12 years old, He said, I must be about my Father's business. And they said, will you come? And at this time, set up the kingdom on earth. And He said, it's not for you to know the times nor the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You see, He didn't hold that power exclusive to Himself. But He's given that power to a church. Not just a scepter of righteousness, but He's extended His power and authority that's been preached about. The authority comes from the throne and into the lives of the subjects, and they go forth and do the bidding of their king. I want to tell you this morning, as we pray, Thy kingdom come, that kingdom is coming. I said that kingdom is coming. It's coming, and one of these days we're going to be a part of it. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Colossians 1 and 10. Amen. The writer said that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. I've been so challenged this week. You know, I've been to Bible school, graduated, but that don't mean you know everything, Brother White.
Hallelujah.
I've learned some things this week.
Hallelujah.
And I'm trusting God's going to teach me some more things about this. Amen. Millennial reign that we'll be having. Brother Chambers, I've been challenged. There's more to look forward to than just the rapture. I said there's more to look forward to than just learning how to fly. Amen. But one of these days we're going to learn how to rule and reign with Him. Amen. I'm thankful for it this morning. But it said increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And I like what He said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. I couldn't get into the kingdom. My righteousness was as filthy rags. But when He extended that scepter towards me, He said I could come into the kingdom. And I'm thankful this morning, amen, that I can be a part of His glorious kingdom in this last hour. Now I realize there's a lot of folks preaching kingdom now. And I'm not off on that, okay? I want to be clear on that. I just want to pray with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm preparing my heart. Amen. I'm preparing my life to rule and reign. One preacher said, amen, that as we prepare for that kingdom, as we live our lives, we're being judged. The faithfulness that we have
will become evident in the kingdom to come. The way that we have served God in this life will become evident in the kingdom to come. You see, most folks, after they work their whole life, they look forward to a retirement package. They look forward to benefits. They look forward to buying an RV and going on vacation. But God's system of rewards is those who He's called to be ruler over a few things. He said, I'll make you ruler over many things. Amen. He said, to whom much is given, much will be required. And you see, folks, one of these days, it's not a vacation package. Amen. But there's going to be limitless opportunities for you and I to serve Him and to work for Him in His kingdom. There's going to be greater responsibilities for you and I to have in that kingdom to come. And folks, I don't know about you, amen, but I want to prepare my heart. I want to prepare my life while I'm in this world for the world to come. There's a kingdom to prepare for. And as we pray, we must say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. He said, they will speak of the glory of Thy kingdom and talk of Thy power. I'm not going to pretend this morning to be able to preach like some of these men can. Amen. To make known to the sons of men the mighty acts. I just want to point to the kingdom and say, there it is. I just want to point to it and say, that's where it's at. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Amen. To be a part of what God has provided for me in this last hour. Amen. He said, He's translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Once a transgressor, amen, been transformed by the renewing of my mind, and the word said I've been translated. Amen. And when Jesus was demanded of the Pharisees, amen, when the kingdom of God should come, Luke said that He answered them. He said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. He said, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You see, there's a place for Him in my heart. As we mentioned before, there's a throne for Him to rule and reign from in our heart. And I say this morning, Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. If I won't let Him rule and reign from my heart, how can I expect to rule and reign with Him in the millennium? If He's not Lord of my life now, how can I glorify Him and worship Him and serve Him as Lord in the millennial kingdom? You see, something of that glorious kingdom must be moving inside of us. There must be something real, something true, something alive, something holy taking place inside of us, preparing us for the kingdom to come. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about getting prepared for a kingdom, getting ready to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. I was studying and looking, amen, to this millennial kingdom, and Brother White brought it up this morning, how that there will be a great rebellion during that time. And I've been preaching to some young folks in our church, and they give the excuse, well, the devil's fighting me. Well, the devil's, you know, that old excuse that they give in the church, well, the devil made me do it. Huh? Amen. And when the devil's locked up for 1,000 years, what excuse are they going to give? I'm saying to you this morning, Jesus has to become Lord of all. He has to rule and reign from the throne in our heart. Amen. We have to realize He is Lord. My old pastor, Brother Mullis, would say, if He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. And there has to be something taking place in our life that says, Lord Jesus, You can have my heart. That throne, self will not sit upon that throne. Satan will not sit upon that throne. Amen. But there is a Savior, amen, who gave His life's blood a ransom for many. And I choose Him this morning. I said, I choose Him this morning. I call Him King. I bow my life before Him. And it's in Him that I live and I move and I have my being. Paul said, amen, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me and made a way to be brought into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. You see, we live our lives so often caught up in the trivial and temporal things of the world. I appreciate the preaching that we've heard. Oh, I appreciate Brother Switzer preaching to us like he has. The Word of God said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm looking for God to move during this camp meeting and give us, amen, an awareness. Amen, give us a revelation of righteousness and of peace, Brother Cans. Amen, and of joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm looking forward to shouting before we leave here. Amen, I want you to realize this kingdom is going to be a kingdom of righteousness. righteousness, and he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. Amen. We're living in a world full of sin, a world full of debauchery. It's been mentioned, immorality. Amen. It makes me sick to look at our White House and see it painted in so many colors. But I want to tell you, there's going to be one color. There's going to be one person. There's going to be one Lord. And there's going to be one kingdom that will stand in the last day. Amen. The gold upon the streets is going to be beautiful. But I thank God one of these days it's going to be white. It's going to be pretty. Amen. Sin and the blackness and the dirtiness and the filthiness will be forever removed from the world that we live in this kingdom. That's why I say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, there's no sin in heaven. Amen. But the world we live in is full of sin. Amen. I preached to our folks at church about holiness, and Brother Hill has raised the question for years, what is holiness? He wrote a book on it. One of the greatest books I've ever read. Amen. What is holiness? And I simply find, and I would submit to you this morning, that holiness is somehow about staying clean while walking through a dirty environment. Staying clean while walking through a dirty environment. Amen. This world is nasty. It's dirty. Amen. It's disgusting. Amen. Young people, hear me this morning while I preach to you. A burden on my heart for you this morning. Amen. You can pray with the Lord and Savior, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. Amen. When he begins to be Lord of your heart, the disgusting, dirty, nasty things of this world won't appeal to you. The entertainments and allurements and enticements of this world will not appeal to you. But when somebody gets behind the pulpit and starts to preach about a kingdom to come, you'll get excited. Something deep inside will begin to move on you, and you'll realize there's a hope outside of this world. There's a hope, a blessed hope that's been promised to you. Amen. A kingdom to come.
Hallelujah.
You see, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. Been preaching to some young adults in our church. Seem like they get it backwards. They want... Oh, I feel a burden for the young people this morning. Amen. They get it backwards. They want the job. They want the wife. They want the husband. They want the vehicle. They want the career. They want the achievements. And then they make him Lord of their life. I want to tell you, if you'll make him Lord of your life, he'll take you places you never dreamed. He'll do things in your life that you couldn't even imagine. Amen. God is preparing a place for us to rule and reign with him. But hear this preacher this morning. If you hear nothing else I say, he must become Lord of the kingdoms of our heart. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not man-made righteousness, which is filthy rags. Amen. He told the Pharisees, your whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones. He said, clean out the cup. Amen. Change your lifestyle. Realize, amen, you've got to have his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Folks, this morning I'm excited about a kingdom to come. Amen. There's a kingdom that's being prepared. Amen. And God wants us to be a part of it. The word said the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Amen. In power. Challenge me what you said, Brother Chambers, right before the service there, talking about how we're going to rule and reign if we have what we have now. We're going to have a deeper, greater, higher experience. Amen. That changes us. I appreciate what you've been preaching, Brother Mayo. Amen. God help us. Oh, God help us to get in this halter and realize there's got to be something supernatural take place in our life. There's got to become a love for righteousness and holiness, not just on the outside, amen, but something that motivates us. Not just a preacher that gets up and preaches and motivates us, but something that motivates us from the inside. I'm talking something that motivates us from the inside. I've preached and tried to bring them to the altar, and you have too, amen, but I'm looking for God to move in these last days and begin to motivate people from the inside, begin to pull them to the altar from the inside, amen, doing something in their life to call them. Amen. To get them ready for the kingdom to come. Amen. I promise you it's going to be worth it all. If we'll lay aside the things of this world and focus on the things to come. And the preacher said to us, amen, to lift up our eyes, to lift up our heads, for our redemption's drawing nigh. Amen. Folks, one of these days it's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. Amen. Daniel chapter 2, we read about the kingdom. In the days of the kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. The kingdom shall not be left to other people. Whew. Amen. The gays, the lesbians, amen, the liberals, they won't be running the show. It seems like they're running the show now, but they're not going to be running the show then. Oh, it shall break in pieces, consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The prophet Daniel was revealing the interpretation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. He said, for as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, it break in pieces the iron, brass, clay, silver, and gold. And the great God hath made known to the king which shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Brother Eugene, I know that Rome fell. I realize that Pharaoh, amen, fell, and Egypt fell. Amen. And Babylon is fallen. But I want to tell you there's a kingdom that's being prepared by God our Father. Amen. It's been granted to Jesus Christ His Son. And you and I are going to have an opportunity to rule and reign in that kingdom one of these days. A kingdom that shall not be left to other people. But it's for you and it's for me. I said it's for you and it's for me. This morning it will consume all the kingdoms. And the Bible said it will stand forever. That's why I say thy kingdom come. In Daniel's dreams and visions, the eternal kingdom of Daniel 7, he said, I saw in the night visions, behold, one likened to the Son of Man, coming in the clouds of heaven, came to the Ancient of Days that brought him near before him. There was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Amen. There's not enough liberals. There's not enough deceivers. There's not enough politicians. There's not enough backslidden, compromising, lukewarm people. Amen. That can bring the kingdom down. It doesn't matter what the naysayers have said about the kingdom. I want to tell you there's a kingdom that's strong. There's a kingdom that's sure. Amen. The dream has been certain. For years I know the preachers have preached it. Amen. Old men have seen dreams. Young men have seen visions of the kingdom to come. And I want to tell you his kingdom is coming. It will never be destroyed, and I want to be a part of it. And they said unto him, Master, when shall these things be? What sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that you be not deceived. Luke 21. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, for the time draweth near. Go ye not after them. He said, when you hear of wars and commotions, when you hear of nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, Ishmael against Isaac, Israel against Iran, amen. Great earthquakes in diverse places, famines, pestilences, the Ebola crisis. Amen, folks, I'm telling you, fearful sights, great signs coming in heaven. Brother was talking about the planets. Amen. We know in the millennium there's going to be, the planets will be lightened and they'll be brighter in the millennium. Amen. We've seen these blood moons that have taken place. Amen. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a prophet. I'm not the son of a prophet. I'm just reading the scriptures and pointing to it and saying there's going to be signs in the sun and in the moon and the earth. There's going to be distress of nations. Aren't we seeing that? Amen. Racial wars. What would take a 21-year-old man, young man, and say that he wants to start a war between the whites and the blacks? Amen. To raise up and cause a war. There's distress of nations. There's distress between races. And the Bible said men's hearts will fail them because of fear, for looking upon those things which are coming upon the earth. There's a spirit of fear, brother, that's taken over the church. I've seen it on the faces of some of my church members. And I'm believing God. amen, to put a burden on our heart to begin to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, it's a scary time to live. Yes, it's a frightful thing to look around and see the world that we know to be real falling apart. But I want to tell you, there's a world to come. I said there's a world to come. It's not always going to be this way. It's not always going to be like this. There's going to be a kingdom one of these days that's coming that will be everlasting. Thy kingdom come. He said, likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
You see, our prayer is going to be answered one of these days.
Yes,
we don't just say, thy kingdom come. It's a prayer that I'm praying. It's something I'm believing. There's something working down deep inside of me that says, Lord Jesus, even so come. Yes, I'm ready for the rapture. Yes, I'm looking forward to the day when we stand in heaven and see all the wonderful, beautiful things. But at the revelation of Jesus Christ, when he comes back to this earth, I don't want to be in front of him. I want to be behind him. Amen. Because things are going to change drastically and an everlasting kingdom is going to be set up. Amen, in the world. And I want to tell you, we can have a part of it if we'll make him Lord of our life now at this time in this world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, amen, they didn't want to call him Lord. They didn't want to exalt him as Lord. They didn't want to speak of him as Lord. But the Bible said in our text, all thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. Did you catch that? Oh, Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee.
Hallelujah.
They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And talk of thy power.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 11 tells us, amen, about a time in the kingdom when the rod of the stem of Jesse and a branch will come out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and remove with equity, reprove the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard will lay down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and fatling together, and the little child will lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. Can you imagine that? Like an ox, amen, the sucking child playing on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child put his hand on the cockatrice den, and they shall neither hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. I said of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. You see, it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. I want to enter into that rest one of these days. Folks, there's a kingdom to come, and we have a part in it. We have a part in it. Matthew 25 said before him would be gathered all nations, separating them one from the other, set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. The king shall say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom. Woo! Prepared for you from the foundation of the world. There's always been a kingdom. There is a kingdom. There will always be a kingdom. Amen. You and I may not see it, but we can feel it from time to time. Something moving, something stirring, something preparing, something working, something moving by the power of the Holy Ghost in your life and in mine, preparing us for another world, preparing us for a kingdom. Amen. Preparing us for a city whose builder and maker is God. New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And as I get ready to close here, I want to inherit the kingdom that's been prepared for me. He said there were great voices in heaven when the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. You see, there He will reign as Lord forever, and I choose now to make Him Lord of my life. I choose now for Him to reign from the throne of my heart. So when we stand in that kingdom, we can rule and reign together in harmony with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you lift up your hands and give God praise this morning? Oh, we thank You for it, Lord. We thank You for it, Lord, this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And He said, great is the Lord. In our text, greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Unsearchable, unknowable, except by the power of His Spirit. One generation shall praise Thy works to another. I've not been a part of Brother Chambers' generation. Hey man, he's quite a bit older than I am. I'm privileged to stand among these men and preach on this platform this morning. But I will submit to you, there's going to be a message that's going to be preached. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. If Jesus doesn't come back for another 5 years, for another 50 years, or for another 500 years, there's a preacher that's going to stand behind the pulpit and say, there's a kingdom, amen, to look forward to. There's a millennium that we can rule and reign with Him. Amen. There's a life to be had in a world to come if we'll be faithful. If we'll be faithful. Amen. Amen. If we'll be faithful, one generation shall praise Thy works to another. From one to another. He says, all Thy works shall praise Thee. They shall speak of the glory. I can't even begin to describe what's going to be in that kingdom. To make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty. Worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, an everlasting kingdom, dominion that endures throughout all generations, young and old, tall and short, fat and skinny, poor and rich, amen, those that have much and those that have little. He will rule with the poor. He will rule with the rich. Amen. The wicked will be destroyed by the breath of His mouth. It's a kingdom to come. I said it's a kingdom to come. Take courage. Take comfort this morning. It will not always be this way. Amen. I know we're looking at the White House, but I want you to think we're going to be riding on a white horse one of these days. Amen. There's a time that's been prepared for you and I to rule and reign with Him, and we don't have to be discouraged. Hear me this morning. You don't have to look around and have your lip dragging the carpet, but you can leave shouting the victory from this camp meeting knowing, amen, that God has called you to be a part of a kingdom if you'll be faithful to the end. If you'll be faithful. Let's praise Him here this morning. God, we thank You for it. We praise You for it this morning. Oh, mighty God. God, help us to make known Your mighty acts to the children of men. We give You praise and glory. Too many people setting up their kingdoms on this earth. Too many preachers setting up their kingdoms on this earth. Building empires. Building ministries. I read where one had taken up offerings to buy a new jet. Amen. To buy this, to buy that. Amen. That's not the kingdom of God. That's a false Christ. Amen. That's the spirit of Antichrist. And he said would come into the world and even already is working and moving in the world. People are afraid when they look around. Amen. They're scared when they look around. The wars, the commotions, kingdom rising against kingdom. And with that, with the disciples, often we reflect the same question, Master, when shall these things be? When can we expect Your kingdom to come? And instead of always having a question, instead of always wondering, when's it going to happen? When's it going to take place? How about a hope? How about a prayer that says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, whenever, however, whatever You choose, Lord Jesus, I'm ready because You're Lord of my life. You know best. Amen. And when we get to that kingdom, You'll still be Lord. You'll still be Lord. I appreciate the authority and power that He gives amen, to ministers and pastors and those that we've heard, amen, that have preached about the kingdom to come. I appreciate, amen, what God is going to do and cause us to rule and reign with Him. But hear me this morning, there is going to be one supreme ruler, one Lord above all. Amen. Not one preacher above another, not one pastor above another, not one ministry above another, but Jesus Christ will receive the preeminence. For it's by Him all things live and move and have their being, and by Him all things consist. If there's going to be a kingdom, it's because He's built it. If there's going to be a kingdom, it's because He bought it. If there's going to be a kingdom, it's because He's preparing us, amen, to be a part of it. Can you say amen to that amen. This morning? Amen. 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 I'm concerned at the world that I'm looking at today. Amen. I see ministries falling. Amen. I got word while I was here. One of the pastors, a minister, someone I had confidence in. Amen. There's things taking place in his life. Amen. And I want to tell you this morning, we can't put our faith and our hope and our confidence in a man, but we've got to put our hope and our confidence in Jesus Christ. Because men will let us down every time. But Christ has never failed. He's never failed. He's already paid the price. And there is a kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom. Amen. He says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever." Amen. If you thank God for it this morning, would you stand up on your feet? Amen. And praise Him for it this morning. Pray that prayer this morning. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Come on, church. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my ministry, in my church, in my life, in my youth group, in my home, in my marriage. Thy kingdom come. Jesus be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. I give you myself, Lord Jesus. Be Lord. Be Lord of all. Rule and reign from the throne in my heart. Take control. Lead my life. Guide my life. And prepare me for the kingdom to come. Hallelujah. Lord bless you this morning.
Hallelujah. 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 Thy kingdom come. Say it with us, will you? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth even as it's done in heaven. Hallelujah. That's what I want. His kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's thrilling to me to think about the kingdom. The kingdom. Hallelujah, the eternal kingdom. Now, you may not know, but 80, probably 75% of the Pentecostal church world is now into kingdom dominion theology. They're not preaching about the rapture and the tribulation and the real kingdom. They're preaching about a kingdom that a bunch of preachers are going to set up. Well, I wouldn't want to be a part of no kingdom that a bunch of preachers set up. How about you? No, sir. No, sir. I prefer the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's who it's going to be anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, get us ready. Thank you, Brother James. Wonderful. Wonderful message. Hallelujah. Yes, we have an invisible kingdom right now we're part of. I'm part of it. You're part